Chapter 8. Tattoos. A guy says to his girlfriend, after they've been dating for 5 years, "Honey, I'm ready to take the plunge. I've found a great house for us, I've bought you a ring, and I'm getting down on my knee. Will you marry me?" Through tears of joy, she says, "Of course, but I have one condition. I want you to tattoo my name on your shoulder first." He hesitates. "Gosh, I don't know," he says. "A tattoo is so permanent." It's an old joke, but it makes a good point. Tattoos are forever. If you ever seriously think about getting one, do yourself a favor first. Go to the drawer where you keep your t-shirts and take a good look at them. What's on them? Got any designer names or funny sayings? Or do you have t-shirts with pictures of cartoon animals? Wait, of course you don't. You had the animal t-shirts a few years ago, but you've gotten rid of them. You outgrew them in a few different ways. Those worked just fine at a certain time in your life, when you were a little kid, but now you don't want the world to think you're immature, so you've cleaned your drawer out. Now maybe you've got Juicy Couture or Von Dutch or whatever's considered cool this month. Now go to where your mom has her t-shirts, or check out a friend's mom's collection. Any Juicy shirts in there? Didn't think so. It's pretty pathetic when people over the age of 35 dress like they're teenagers. Of course, if you did find any Juicy shirts, your mother has my sincerest apology, and you have my complete sympathy. The point is that your look has changed, and it's going to change again, 100 times. You'll cut your hair or grow it. Maybe you'll dye it. You'll go through dozens of shades of nail polish and lipstick. The contents of your closet will change so often that you'll be convinced you're single-handedly keeping your local shopping mall in business. How you present yourself to the world is a fluid thing. It's rarely the same from one year to the next. Now that you're done inspecting t-shirts, find your folks' high school yearbooks. For as geeky as they and their friends look to you in those pictures, their looks were perfectly acceptable when they were in school. They might not be caught dead in those wide lapels or shoulder pads today, and they wouldn't dream of having such big hair ever again, but at the time it was how people looked. You'll see your own school pictures years from now, and you'll barely recognize yourself. See a pattern here? How we see ourselves changes, and fortunately, we can keep up with that change. Clothes and hairstyles and makeup are all temporary, which is good because fashion is temporary too. The human body, your body, is a work of art. But it's also your very own blank canvas waiting for you, the artist, to give it color and style. If you look in a mirror and don't like what you see, you can peel away the makeup and clothes and start again. When you decide to mark your body permanently, though, you're taking away a little bit of your ability to change. You're saddling yourself with a very specific look that you'll have to wear for the rest of your life, no matter how much your tastes or personality grow. You're quite literally branding yourself. And for the rest of your life is a pretty long time, especially considering how much thought often goes into getting a tattoo. That is to say, not nearly enough. My friend Jim went to medical school with a guy who came back to the dorm one night with a brand new tattoo of a butterfly on his shoulder. When asked about it, he'd shake his head and say, "Never get drunk in Newport." I would be willing to bet that if getting tattooed required passing a breathalyzer test for alcohol, half the tattoo parlors in the world would go out of business. Every time Jim's friend takes his shirt off, he's reminded of how dopey it can be to give in to impulse. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for impulsive behavior when it's over something small, reaching for someone's hand, ordering the double chocolate cake, buying a CD when you've only ever heard one song from it. It's a safe bet you won't really regret those actions. Big things, though, life or body-altering things, should never be done on a whim. Or after cocktails. Big decisions deserve some thought. And the bigger the decision, the more time you ought to think about it. In fact, I have a little trick that's always gotten me through the more important choices in my life, and it has to do with a cooling-off period. Here's how it works. When I'm faced with a big decision, the first thing I do is give myself a set period of time during which I won't decide anything. Could be hours, could be a few weeks. Depends on how important the decision is, you know? If I want to buy an expensive jacket, I make myself sleep on it. That keeps me from blowing the money and waking up mad at myself. If I walk out of the store, go home, and wake up still wanting the jacket, Then I'm comfortable blowing the money.